Blog Talk Radio.
Shelly Nunchuck from the Shelly Nunchuck Show with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, and little Rocky Balboa. He's getting a little bit big, my little kitten here. And as the night progresses, what I've gotten to try to wear him down a little bit, and you guys don't see it because it's radio, I have a laser pointer. And if you've never had a kitten, oh, my gosh, this thing has so much energy. He swings from the curtains, and no, I'm not kidding. I actually posted a picture of the cat swinging from the curtains on my Facebook page. And now he just jumped up on my lap because this kitten knows that the laser pointer is the red dot. And I try to stop, and it's not that he says, hey, don't stop. I know you're doing it or something. He wants to chase the red dot. Crazy, crazy, crazy baby cats. And I'm actually doing it as I'm speaking. I'm letting him chase it because, like, maybe he'll just, like, run out of nausea, like, out of the Fast and the Furious. Maybe he'll just, like, just stop and just crash and just go to bed. But anyway, I hope everyone's having a good evening. I'm trying to get things rolling for myself. And what I'm going to be doing with the show, and I'll have to tweak something. I wrote this short story about a ferret. And It's I mean, it's copyrighted and everything. It's just that right now, oh gosh, I got to sneeze right now live on my ear, and I'm like, oh my gosh, the sneeze won't come out. Oh my gosh, my nose is so itchy. Yeah, now I got to blow my nose. You know when you've got your half sneeze, like stuck in the sneeze in your nose, and you just got to blow your nose? Yeah, great, live on the air. Blah. But anyway, I've been working, I'm trying to see if I can get, you know, sponsors and ads for the show. And like I posted, if you want to do a 30-second ad on my show, it's $50. I have a PayPal account. Anybody can get a hold of me, you know, find my Facebook page. Or, you know, write to me here underneath the link. You can post something, and I'm pretty sure I will see that. But best way probably to get a hold of me is my Facebook page for now until I set up a separate, you know, email for everything. Just look up my Facebook, Shelly Nunchucks, and if you want to sponsor my show or do an ad, a 30-second placement ad, or, you know, if you want to do a little bit of promotion, if you have an MP3 of yourself or of your ad, if you send it to me, I can hook it up right to the show right away. So I actually can do that myself. If you have an MP3 of a 30-second ad, $50. And I know that I try to look up the statistics, and I'm trying to find out exactly where the locations are, where listeners are, but the only thing it shows on the dashboard, it does show a total of, like, listens of over 84,000 people. So people that you listen to my show, your ad will be heard. I'm just not too sure. I know that someone from China had listened to the show. It's because people have called in. That's how I know where they're calling in, because I asked them. I know people from Hollywood listen to the show. Boston, had people like Utah, Florida. I'm trying to think, England. And New Zealand, Netherlands, I'm trying to think of other places, in the States. I know definitely in the United States, but also in other countries too. It's just that it doesn't show the geographic locations. It just does a total. I mean, like YouTube, you can actually look it up and see the areas. I found that out because now I'm kind of considered a YouTube partner, but I'd have to make my own videos and everything to make money off of the YouTube partner thing. So you can actually look up on YouTube and see exactly where, you know, even if it's male or female, and find out where the location is of what people listen to. But I guess here, you can't really tell. Just like it says, all it says is like total listens of over 84,000 people. So if anybody wants to place an ad on my show, I'll be getting great guests. I'm just getting some things lined up together, and I'll be getting more guests on my show. And they are, I mean, people that I've had on my show, if you see my Facebook page, sometimes once in a while I'll paste many copy and paste the links to my shows on my Facebook page so it's easy to see and people to view. Like if I have new friends, every time I get new friends, instead of them going searching for everything, I put it on my Facebook page. So that's easy for people to view instead of everybody going looking for it. I'm also trying to design a website so, you know, that'll help. Hopefully, if I can find how to do widgets and promote everything. It's everything. Everything takes time. I do everything myself. I don't have assistants or anything or help. I'm literally doing everything myself. Even networking, getting the guests for my show, I'm actually doing everything myself. And I'm on Eastern side, and I do seriously would love to move out to San Diego, California. I've been looking at pitches and apartments out there, and I'm just, you know, for me personally, anybody who knows me, I really am not really a cold weather person. My dream is to live somewhere that has a pool. You know, my wardrobe, I would like wearing T-shirt, tank top, shorts, and flip-flops. That would be my ultimate, you know, like wardrobe. It would be definitely a dream come true. And it's just nice because then it's like I can, you know, instead of spending tons of money on clothing, I can put it on other things. I was like eating all the healthy food I want, you know. It'd be nice and just, you know, I mean, it's nice to dress up when you're going out and stuff like that, but how awesome would it be? I mean, there are people that do get to live in warm weather, but you have nice weather and you're just wearing, like, you know, you put on a pair of flip-flops, T-shirt, and shorts all year round. I would never get sick of that. I mean, especially after living up here in Maine, the winters, the summers just do not last, and the winters just drag on more and more. And then half the time during the summer, it rains. And so it's like, how can you enjoy the summer when that's basically what it seems like up here in Maine. And I don't know if you've ever been knee deep in snow. I mean, some people like the winter, and people like, well, you live in New England, you should be used to it. I'm like, no, I don't like being stuck inside. And, you know, you can't even buy cheap boots. If you buy cheap boots, they fall apart halfway through the winter season. You have to pay almost like $500 for a pair of winter boots. If you're walking everywhere, I mean, just, I know, some people get used to the winter, but, you know, I want to live in a nice warm place. I've thought of other places, and I made a lot of connections out there in California. A lot of the people in the stock community made a lot of friends, so I'm thinking, you know, I wonder, you know, I guess it's like my fear that's always holding me back to think about California. When I was younger, I always said, yeah, I want to move out to California and see how it is. What have I got to lose? I'm not tied down to any children. I'm not tied down in a relationship. I'm not tied down, you know, with house payment or anything like that. And all I would do is get up, just bring the cats, clothes, go to California. That's it. I'm not taking any furniture. It would be a nice, easy move. Definitely, that would be the thing, to move out there and just see how it is for myself. You know, you could see how it is in films, and it's like, and it's a lot different than when you go and you move somewhere and you're living there, that a vacation. But from what I'm getting feedback, cause I'm, and it's like, I don't always listen to everybody else. I just, you know, say, well, how does it, you know, from here and there? And people said San Diego, nice weather all year round. And I would seriously love, in the middle of the winter, to have a pair of flip-flops. It sounds like a silly, silly thing, but during the winter, it must be so nice to be, like, sitting next to a pool in the middle of December or January. That would be so nice, you know? You just kick back, have a nice drink some, you know, you can make oolong tea, you know, that's like my favorite drink, oolong tea, actually making some on the stove tonight. And you can make iced oolong tea, make yourself, make fresh, sitting by the pool with iced oolong tea, pair of shorts, t-shirt, flip-flops. I think that would be nice, you know, have a nice little place, nice and warm, no more cold, no more winter coats. And then it's like, also in California, you go three hours up, maybe, I mean, like I said, I don't know places in California, I've never been out there, and you'd have like, up in Northern California, you still have snow. So, hey. Anyway, I got a topic to talk tonight, one of the fundraisers that I actually do. So what I want to do is actually play some music, and I'll be right back, and I'm going to stop playing the song Back to Y'all, and I'll be right back.
I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it. Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they buggin' when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, if the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user need a bad. Never could have kicked a habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps, give me chills. I'm the truth on the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall, gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, waiting to be born. Warm from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the crying for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking,
vicious system, sick and rip a stick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer, and my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One goof, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One goof, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, wisdom in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Yeah, last rip. Cat a B, Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studios. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always pushing on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ooh,
prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do the tell, don't waste no time. Ooh,
ha, 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 ha,
atomic beast. Me how to feel. I got a real body girl, so I'm done with the feel. Ex-jock, but I still jock her. I ain't ashamed, I'm kinda proud, she's my doctor. She fixed my heart when I couldn't get a beat to start. Without her, I wouldn't have a beating heart. It's unexplainable, baby, take my words apart. I used to speak, but now I seem to hardly talk. Hushed tones, I'm staring at a work of art. Cause she the best, she the sun, she the sky, yeah. She the moon, she the star, she my energy. I'm never tired, cause baby, you the best in here. I put it on my mama, y'all all I ever need. A winning lotto number, and 50 feels of green. One of the prettiest things that I've ever seen. Someone tell me I'm dreaming, cause I don't wanna leave. I wanna make a wish, make it last forever. I know the good times fade, prepare for stormy weather. You my guiding light, and yeah, you're with forever. I can't predict, don't wanna fight the feeling. Yeah, everything I ever missed, everything I'm needing. Vampire attack, and yo, I guess I'm bleeding. I give her all for you, baby girl, there's no retreating. I'm on the front line, I'ma hold it down. Cause I'm the dude that wouldn't ever let you down. And if I ever did, I would apologize. Cause you know I'm not the mother guy.
Can you sing me now?
With the Shelly Nunchuck Show here and the little furball co-host, Jackie Jean Kitty and Rocky Balboa. Oh, I think they fell asleep. Rocky fell asleep, I think. He's being good. I don't know. That means that the kitten's being good. I'm just checking out to see because he's awfully quiet and I don't see him. Let's see. I'm just scoping out the kitten right now because when a kitten, there you are. Let's see if I can get the same meow. What? What? Hey, Rocky, what were you doing? Were you up to no good? He's looking at me. Because kittens, they don't go meow. They got me. Kitten, where are you going? He's actually being quiet. Maybe I had him, maybe he's a little bit worn out. Because I know Jackie Chan is. She's being very good. Good girl. Yeah, good girl. So, yeah. Whenever I just know, like, you know, when they say, like, when kids are really quiet, I mean, you know, watch out what they're doing. It's the same, I think, for kittens, unless they're sleeping. Because I'm like, what are you doing? Anyway, speaking of sleeping, I'm tired. let me see what I wanted to bring up on the site. You know, the I'm one of the board advisors for the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame, along with a couple of the people. And once again, with John Hagner, John G. Hagner, he's the co-founder, I mean, not co-founder, the CEO, the founder of the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. And I'm bringing up the site now, the website. And I'm just doing that because I like to read exactly what it says here. When you, for me personally, I've loved the stunt community. I love the martial arts, everybody that's, you know, in the action films. And like I always says, I never really wanted to be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja. And with anything in films, now people have said to me, you know, with action and stuff, they say that, like, stunt people, they come dime a dozen, they get paid, you know, for getting hurt. So with what they're doing in the films, does it make any less than someone that's acting or someone that's doing makeup or wardrobe? And, you know, with the stunt community, the people that put their lives on the line to help bring a story come to life in motion pictures, they're just important as any other aspect of the film industry. So with this, John Hagner, I'm bringing it up here, and it's actually on there. It's about the museum on the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame here, about the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Dean McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies including Yakima Canutt, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rendell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Man's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring past costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in the sacred may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame and mail to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, and that's West Cane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M as in Mary, O-A-B as in boy, Moab, be taught 84532. Once again, that whole address is Hollywood Stop Dance Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West King Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner, 435-260-2160. Email address is johnhagner@gmail.com, johnhagner@gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click on Falling for Stars, then Artist of the Stars, then Stunt Stars and Legends. John Hagner does a monthly article on the Moab happenings. This is also about the, you read that on tabloid featuring happenings in and around Moab. I'm also sure, I think he still does it, I'm not too sure, but that's why I don't reach, you know, about that pie. I think he still does, not too sure. But anyway, for the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, once again, if you'd like to make a tax-deductible donation, that's the address there, and you can actually go and check out those pages, too. So I'm going to get back playing the music, and I'll be talking about this once again. I'm trying to see, where did I leave off in the queue? Okay, here's another song. So far, I played Back for You All by Sacrifice, a battle song by Pisces Project, Feel by Laz and Cat, Triceptor Studio, Found My Way by Cardiac, Glow, Cardiac featuring Laura Lee, and now, did I play? The cat's meowing at me. Okay, I'm going to play Heartbeat by Cardiac and playing some more songs tonight, and I'll be back in a little while.
Is it love or lust? You don't like me. I don't really care, it's chemistry, man. Yeah, I seen you when you stepped in. Couldn't understand the sex is your weapon. Pardon the aggression, I need to have a session. Privately impossible, haters ain't an obstacle. Clothing is optional, my heart ain't stopping you. Do what you gotta do, say what you gotta say. Sound piece analysis, heartbeat of 808. Normally I'm comic, say I'ma beat away. Nah, it ain't the pearly gate, got me thinking naughty. You the type of chick that just brought the party. One line, two line, four lines of coke. Got my heartbeat about to jump through my throat. Nah, I ain't into drugs, just get the love. You the type of girl that a thug been dreaming of. On the dance floor, I grabbed you close, I tapped the chest, and I heard it go thump, thump. I heard your heartbeat going real fast, like a whip down a side street. Cops in pursuit, and I'm sitting on a hot seat. Thirsty Thursday, I'm hot to full clip, you said no way. I said, okay, maybe later, as I spit my game by the elevator. Thump, thump, has him grabbing her hand, and I don't mind a girl with superior games.
You got me going crazy, the way you move me, baby. The others just don't baby.
I'm a gentleman, ain't coming at your sleeve. I know, this here is special. Eye contact and the lick of the lips. I'm over the hips, got me about to trip like the clumsiest kid. Hate game and a bang of the chest. Cardi don't rest, till I finesse the drop of the dress. Let the niggas see it, cause you know I'm the best.
Thought that you had me, boy. Met you at the after party. Nothing to do, nothing, boy.
Crazy, the way you move me, baby. The others just don't faze me.
care.
Not that much. It's not about the money. It's all about the love. So put your hands together for your fellow man, because the tax man is coming round again. Hey, tax man, I'll give you some love.
Itself is better than me. This world
Back. I was playing Hot Bleed. First up by Kodiak. I'm Cheap by Ancient Sage with my friend Rick Didham from New Zealand. And the other song is I'm Not Sleeping with the Girl I Dreamed About. And next up is Jay Giannotti, who is down in Boston filming Black Mass with Johnny Depp. And he's actually going to be the detective that takes, I guess, Johnny characters out. It's called Black Mass. And here is one of Jay Giannotti's song, Inspiration.
Hip-hop saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on God, keep blessing me. In my heart the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke facing a storm. I work harder in my room depressed with this eviction notice facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the D-R-E. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Cube? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip-hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke facing a storm. I work harder in my room depressed with this eviction notice facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke facing a storm. I work harder in my room depressed with this eviction notice facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
too much pain in this game, swallowed too many tears. Kept my eyes focused, never lost track, never tossed crack. Kept the gully, never talked trash. Always kept it hoods, never crossed backs. Completed small tasks through all that with only minor drawbacks. Now it's my time to shine, cause I'm ready. Flows focused, aimed and steady. Waiting for the levee to break, a heavy mistake to let my mind flow through the gate. I unload on my foes, call me sit through the great. Bridge place, now I'm fixed to escape. Jack Sparrow when the barrel starts sniffing my face. Never ever hesitate when you ask for the real. Is this that C dot, the P dot that's doing it real big?
Cause I mentioned when they mention the best, I kill songs, I'm ill, I'm built strong. I'm above most these rappers, I'm standing with stilts on. They see me still here and they ask if he's still on. Without a question, he's a legend, the skills are still strong. Need a boost to make it better, I can better the booth. I better other soldiers in the field like medical troops. I better the youth, the proof, I could never be you. I see my future real clear like I'm ahead of the truth. I'm so dope, they get addicted to me. So I don't write rhymes, I have to go prescription of free. Keep it hot, every drop, by any means necessary. You might be good, but consider me legendary.
Go, say what you want, corporate we start. You're witnessing a legend in the making. Go, say what you want, corporate we start. You're witnessing a legend in the making.
All right, Shelly Nunchucks, and I'm back here. And once again, I'm going to read off from the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame, which we are in need of funds and to support for the stunt community. Anybody that's been part of the action world, you know, they work really, really hard in what they're doing. This is not just for the past community. It is for the present and for the future. Once again, you can actually look up the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. You can see all this information on the bottom. I actually am one of the board of advisors. Welcome aboard by John Hagner himself, the founder and CEO of the company, and even other people have been part of it. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that, you know, John has tried to get together here and about the museum. Once again, it's hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends in the movies including Yakima Canutt, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Mandel, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Man's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, vision parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and it became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in the suffrage may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, West Cane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, number 12, Mohawk, Utah, Mohawk's MOAB, Utah 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. Email address is johnhagner@gmail.com. johnhagner@gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for the Stars. And Honest are the Stars and Front Stars and Legends. And any donations will be greatly appreciated. Okay, now going back to the music I had played Inspiration by Jane Giannoli, Legendary by Cardiac and Sacrifice, and now I'm playing Let Me Know by Cardiac.
I'm a tripping on the track.
Look at my life, though, I've been around. All they talking and they saying that we hellbound. All I'm saying, that's a force, that's hell now. One struggle, one life, got it all now. Gotta fight, gotta push, make it stand now. Just to make the best of it, what they saying now. Simpletons in the bubble at the playground. Most lost, some found, what we doing now. Hardest not to get truth, but we lay around. So lazy, this needs to turn around. Until then, hit the clouds dreaming. Hover where with no innocence screaming. All happy, all fit for no reason. Cause we humans, the reason is breathing. I got a heart, real talk, we all should. Since when did we know we'ma lose our childhood?
If I could fly away.
And I breathe, I'm trying to get low. I'm trying to stay high, trying on my damnedest to fly. The ground is too cold, the sun is so bright. I just want beautiful flight. Look down on the world, see it go by. Play with the melody right. Beautiful sounds, the memory gifts. I don't wanna forget none of this. I live in the moment, I live in the now. Trying to stay positive, you know my style. Stretch for the birds, this is the plan. Holding my 2-year-old's hand. Here's my life, here's my God. I don't need nothing but fam. Trying to live right, be a good dad. Promises I never had.
We all learn from our faults, or pretend to. We all fall or stumble, but we hear you. One sound, one youth, are we there too? Everybody's scared of getting older. Wanna be remembered in this lifetime. It's a shame some go, never got time. It's a shame so bright, never got shine. I see the stars in the sky, but I'm not crying. They in a better place, Grandma, Miriam, Wayne, Sarah, up in there, hear me sing. Keep on living, keep doing my thing. For everyone that we missed, there's a whole reason. I got a light in my heart, and I keep on feeling.
If I could fly away.
before we were introduced. You gotta walk this way and tell me the same.
Shine on me, gotta shine.
Alrighty, that was Rick Didham over in New Zealand there, my friend over there, and I've always wanted to check out New Zealand. Maybe someday I will, and that was his band Ancient Sage, where I have played a couple of their songs, and I should be getting him as a future guest. He's got to get some things, together for himself, so I'll have a guest from New Zealand on my show. Anyway, I'm doing a fundraiser for the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. I bring it up every once in a while on my show. I'm one tired lady today. I got to tell you, I went to this meeting to find out, get sponsors and such. And here I am in Maine. I swear, I have like these things where I swear I'm living like in a Stephen King film or something like that. I don't even know where I was. Never mind, thinking of like, okay. So I swear this is like the start of a horror film. This is how I think. This is how crazy I am. I look to my left trying to wait for the bus, not knowing where I am, and there's a graveyard. In the graveyard, I see a crow on top of a tombstone, and I'm sitting there going, so this is how horror movies start. And I took a picture. I'm going to try to post it later, but someday I'll own a nice camera because I love taking pictures, but I don't know if you're going to be able to see the crow. He was walking around. And I was like, darn it, perfect picture time. Crow on top of a tombstone. And me, Shelling Jones Jacques, who loves the crow. But anyway, hey, I think I have a caller. Let me see if I can pull him in queue. Once again, I had some technical difficulties. It should be all straightened up. So here we go. Let me see if this call is still there.
Well,
hello,
it's
Cole,
about freaking time. Holy jeez. Good God. I could have been a grandfather by now. Holy mackerel.
That could be a good thing for you.
Oh, God. Jeez. Without being married? Hey, I don't know.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to
appoint,
for one thing, did you get almost a crank call? Probably was last week. Did you get anybody with a very high voice calling in?
The last time I got a crank call was when you were on the show, but it was so stupid. Remember,
oh, okay.
I hung up on the guy.
Because you know
that
why I asked? I remember that one. You know why I asked? Because I was on, I called your show when you were having technical problems. Everybody on BTR is having technical problems. So I called in, and you said, well, look, I have somebody on the line. So I called in, and I said, I want to speak to Miss Nunjux. And as soon as I said that, I got hung up on. So I didn't know if you thought I was a crank call.
No,
or if you were having
no,
technical...
it didn't go through.
Oh.
I was like, hello, no.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I didn't hang up on you. The only reason why I would hang up if someone was using, like, crafts, things, that weren't, if they were kidding around, I'd be like, okay, but if they went to a certain way, I wouldn't keep them on the ear.
I'm taking a look at your description page, and on the images that flip around, you have one by The Rock about how success is consistency.
Yeah.
So I'm appointing myself as your Bundy. Muhammad Ali had, I forgot the guy that I was always with him in the ring. Forgot the guy, Bundy. So I'm appointing myself as your weekly motivational counselor to make sure that you've gone through the steps that you say you're going to do in order for you to get what you want. So I'm going to come back every week. I'm going to say, okay, Shelley, did you do it? And if you say, no, I didn't do it, I'm going to say, bad girl. You're not going to get to where you want to go.
I went to the meeting today. It was a community for women and stuff, but Oh, my God. Joe, I mean, I went there and I got some ideas and stuff from what they told me. But the thing is, I was just talking about it. I don't even know where I am, where I was today. And I'm in Maine, and it's like sometimes the buses, they don't run for like every 2 hours. So
right.
I'm standing there. I don't know where I am. There's like 18 wheels. I'm thinking of a Stephen King movie, and this is how horror films start. And next beside me is a graveyard. And
right.
on top of the graveyard in one of the tombstones is a crow. And he's got something in his mouth, and I'm looking, I'm going,
that's
oh,
not a
God.
Good sign.
That's like, I'm going, no, because it's not always a bad sign, but I'm just happening to look over in a graveyard, and I see a crow on top of a tombstone. And here I am trying to get my cell phone out. I was like, it would have been an awesome picture. I tried mm-hmm. taking pictures. Like, afterwards, it was like when the crows were, like, gone, there were some geese with some baby geese in there. I was like, oh, this is so cute. There must have been some water or something around there.
Right.
It was, like, perfect picture opportunity, and my cell phone does not take good pictures, and I was bummed. I was like, man, perfect timing, crows in a graveyard and top are tombstones. Couldn't do it. I was like, son of a gun.
What were you going to do with it? Were you going to take that picture? Which ordinarily, for most people, it would have meant a bad open. Would you turn that into a motivational type of placard?
Yeah.
Oh,
I would have been kidding around about it and saying, but I would have been making a story out of it. It would be like some stand-up thing, like, oh, me, Nate, mm-hmm. you know, next to like, this is like out of a Stephen King thing, out of start of a horror film, because there's another thing. I was working on a set. This is a true story. I'm not kidding. And I was working, I was at Killatayman Films for this film called Essential Realism.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the street. Mind you, I'm in Maine, and you know who's famous in Maine is Stephen King, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going, I'm looking, and it's like, he looks like in kind of like a log cabin kind of house. It's
mm-hmm.
really cute. So, but I'm looking up and down the street, and I'm going, oh, my God, this looks like something out of a Stephen King film. So the guy, Alan, he starts laughing, and I go, why? What's so funny? No, I'm just kidding around. He goes, no, Shelley, you don't understand. Stephen King grew up on the street, and down the street is the pet cemetery where he got the idea from. My jaw dropped. They go, you're kidding me. And he's like, no. And I had no idea. It was in Durham. In Maine, and I was like, you really got to be kidding me. And Stephen King grew up on the street. And I was like, oh, my God.
Well, I guess I can understand how King got his dark mood, because Maine is pretty far up there. And if you have a lot of nights with, I guess, either no moon or maybe too much moon, I guess a person with a lot of imagination can really think up those stories. You know what? I've never, only one of his films I ever thought it was worthwhile, and it was probably because the producer or the writer took literary liberties with his book or with his script and turned it into a Hollywood type of film. And that was The Name of the Car. Remember the one about the car that came alive?
Christine?
Yeah, that one I liked. But all the other films, you know, and I said to myself, I would say to myself, why are people crazy about this Stephen King guy, you know? Like, he doesn't even hold a candle to Edgar Allan Poe or anybody like that. So, you know, I'm not a Stephen
well,
King
like
fan.
Well, like, nowadays, I mean, you know, Edgar Allan Poe is not of this century, so I
right.
think maybe, you know, see, Stephen King, it's like one of what I heard, too. I haven't met him yet. I mean, I've been in front of his house. I found his house.
Uh-huh.
And I did a drive-by picture take, and I went in front of his house, and I took pictures in front of his gates, and people take pictures and stuff.
Right.
But he's actually, from what I heard, he's really a nice guy. And he says, no, I had a happy childhood. He just has, like, this crazy imagination.
Oh,
you
know what
you
he
know,
is? You know what he is? He's the Unabomber in drag, because he's probably thinking of ways to blow up parts of America. You know what?
It is really... Yeah.
I take a look at his picture, and I can understand why he comes up with these, you know, these very bizarre ideas, because he looks bizarre. He really looks like he's, you know, like he's about to kill somebody.
Yeah, I guess the way he poses, and
mm-hmm.
it's just really funny, because he's just, you know, soft-spoken. I always say, I always kid around, right? It's not the ones that the loudmouths you have to worry about. It's the ones that are quiet. They're the ones that are like the cannibals and the, you know, like the mass murderers. I said, you got to be careful of the quiet ones. Those are the ones you're going to be scared of because, you know, they're either cannibalistic or, I mean, seriously, that's what really mass murders is, even though we're kidding around, it's true. But, you know, Stephen King, he is really kind of a nice guy, though. You know, that's what everybody says.
Yeah, I know
everybody, like, they says in the stores and stuff when I heard, they says, yeah, Stephen King comes in, nice guy. He has a family and, you know.
Well, they're afraid of offending him. He'll blow up the store.
No, he probably, it's just imagination and writings and stuff. And it's like the way people blame everything on books and stuff like that. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. All the bad stuff. I was like, are you serious? Because there's all these things, you know, with Stephen King fans and everything like that, and people blame, you know, stories, and I'm like, wait a minute. I got to tell you something, right? When I was in high school, we had to do, you know, book reports and stuff. So I remember we had a list, or we had to do books, so there was a list. So I kept doing a Stephen King book, and this was before they were filmed. This was back in the 80s.
Right.
So I kept getting A's on my book reports with a Stephen King book, and my teacher was very sweet. She's like, I think her name was Mrs. Ty. I think that's when she came up to me, and she's like, not Mrs. Ty. Forget the name of the teacher now. I can't remember my English teacher in one of the class. And she turns around, she says, you know, why don't you want to do one of the books on the list? And I turn around and says, well, if I'm getting A's, can I still do Stephen King, you know, books? And she's like, oh, okay. I did some of them on the list, but every time I did a Stephen King book and did a book report, I got an A.
Well, you were passionate about it, yeah. I mean, it really triggered your imagination, apparently. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, those freaking books like Wuthering Heights. God, please, do you have to bore me to death, especially over the summer? Ah, I couldn't stand those books that I had to write book reports on. You know, the classics. Ah, give me a break. Anyway, I'm going to let you get back to your show, Shelley, because I'm sure you're talking about Hall of Fame fundraiser stuff.
Yeah, I brought it up and stuff, but it's always really nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. You've been like my supporter, one of my supporters since the beginning, and thanks, you know, for
calling. Have you been around for 2 years?
This September, I'll be around for 2 years.
2 years, and we're in July, only 2 months ago. Yeah, that long, I mean, time, Jesus Christ. Ah, yeah, it has been a long time. All right, look, I'll talk to you, you know, sometime in the future. Okay,
Joe, it's always a pleasure. Since you've always been very kind, you're always welcome to call in any time.
No problem. Take care.
All right,
bye-bye.
Sweetie, have a good night.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
All right, bye-bye. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have been on the air for about almost two years now. I can't believe that. I never thought that the show would go this way. I honestly, God, I'm a spaz. I'm a spaz, and I thought, hey, I'm going to talk about nunchucks and Jackie Chan, and it just turned into this wonderful thing. And it's, you know what would be nice, though? I've been working really hard, and I'll be getting more guests on the show in the future. And it's just like I have some tech problems, and I'm working on things. I really am, you know, trying to look in for sponsorships and ads and everything. So I've come a long way since the beginning because when I was, you know, giving the show to do, I didn't know my ass and my elbow doing the show, honest God. I didn't know what I was doing. And I'm like, how do you play the music? How do you do this? And, you know, just trial and error doing it, and you know, every once in a while there's a tech issue which is out of my control. And as Joe said, he had called in and the whole entire Blog Talk Network radio, it was all, you know, crazy. So sometimes there are things out of control, and just think of doing it where, you know, you're going spastic. You have to stay kind of calm. I don't know if you can say that's a good word. I can put it for myself, calm. Well, things are going on, and you're trying to control things, and, you know, this is live on the air. And you try to figure out what to do, because there's a dashboard that I look at, and this is how I run the show. So looking at that, there's actually, you know, you can contact the tech people. And sometimes if it freezes or something, you can't, and as of right now, I only have one phone. So there's, you know, there's been problems on and off here and there, and I try to do the best I can. So moving on, I want to play a couple more songs. I was playing Shine On Me, so next song I am going to play is Star tonight, featuring Cardiac and Laura Lee, and I'll be right back.
It's Cardiac and Laura Lee.
Right now, so it's harder to speak, boss. Man, I gotta get mine, cause the devil's outside, and it's harder to hide, gotcha. So I got my caso, dame mi lazo, mami, man, pase mi lazo, yeah. More shots to the bar, and everybody need that, yeah, wonderful. And that's wonderful, everybody know me, man, it's hard to go, cause I don't wanna leave, so when will I move, and mommy, shake it, break it down. We ahead of the town, this is Boston, baby, you know how we get down.
From the harbor to the shore, from the windows to the floor, from the ceiling to the filament, I need a little more. It's attention that I crave, so tonight we set it all.
Set it all.
Tonight we set it all.
From the harbor to the shore, from the windows to the floor, from the ceiling to the filament, I need a little more. It's attention that I crave, so tonight we set it all.
Set it all.
I'm just trying to have fun, man, back to the subject. Ladies on deck and we're gonna get so wrecked. Never pass out a memory, Friday night lights in your riggins, remember me? Old 33 Larry Bird, cause I'm so fly like a G6. This is the basic, hey, this is basic. I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna make it. Alright, camera slash like diamonds in the air. Hey mommy, you look right, listen here. Yo, this could be your chance, yo, this could be romance, yo, this could be the night, yeah.
From the harbor to the shore, from the windows to the floor, from the ceiling to the filament, I need a little more. It's attention that I crave.
Starting a pace, my nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face, hands take, can't escape this decision I make, heart racing, my faith says this is my fate, I'm just bracing, I take in the face of adversity, facing this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me, gain honor, bomb my pain stronger, fame smarter, street smarter, train harder, can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing, I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving, all heart, leave these cowards on cold, I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold, keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove. I'm a fighter.
It's not an option to lose.
I'm a warrior kid, I say
I don't think they're ready for me. I don't think they're ready.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
Money, that's all I know. I'm blowing out, girl, cause I'm so
fly.
I know, oh, you don't know no one
like me.
It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like now we taking off, just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you I wanna be the
kind of guy
that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I can fly, if I can fly, I spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I can fly, if I can fly, I soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by,
if I can fly, be real with you if you wanna see a star.
Oh.
I could be a Superman in the air, I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand, I will let you go. Almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine, but about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up,
time's up.
I guess you out of luck, girl. I'll be back
and we can travel that world.
Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I could put you under my wings.
If I can fly, if I can fly, I spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I can fly, if I can fly, I soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by, I'll be looking down on you, you'll be looking up at me. Soon you will see we'll be free, spread my wings.
My blood, this is what I'm good at, this is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack shit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, if the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps, give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warm from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm fitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these
I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, wisdom in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Okay, just another announcement tonight, once again, for the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. To read it, I'm going to read it off the website. I mean, I do think with the stunt community in the filming industry, I think it is good as any other, you know, part of the industry. And what this is, it's all about preserving the history from the stunt community. It's not just for the past, it's for the present and for the future. And if you go to Falling for the Stunts, the nonprofit organization, Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame, the official site, John Hagner, founder, CEO, who's actually on my show, actually invited to me as board of advisor. And actually, we are looking for funds in need of it to actually get a new museum. And about the museum, hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television, featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canutt, Cliff Lyons. Hold on one second. I'm just trying to scroll this up. It's frozen here. Well, it's stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canutt, Cliff Lyons, Dave Schaaf, Ronnie Wendell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located in the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame and mail to 81 West Kane Creek Boulevard, 81 West Kane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M as in Mary, O, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner, 435-260-2160. Email address is johnhagner@gmail.com, johnhagner@gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for the Stars, the Artists of the Stars and Stunt Stars and Legends. And what I'm doing now is playing some more music, and what I'm going to play is, bring up the cue here, is Unbreakable by Cardiac featuring Laura Lee.
I'm unbreakable, can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the sun roof's open. Let it shine on me, let
can't
it rain on down.
Broken.
I'm on my
yeah.
way, you hear that sound.
I'm unbreakable.
I'm unbreakable. Can't break what's broken.
like the end of the show for tonight, and, you know, I will be getting some great guests for my show. You know, I'm just having, I don't know why there was some tech issues tonight. I do apologize, and it's really great that the customer service agents, they're really, really helpful. Here I get a little kitten trying to make him go to bed. But I'm chasing the little laser dot, you know, with a red dot. He's a little chaotic. He's like, get out of here, you little stinker. And try to have him chase it, you know. And he's pretty fast. He's like this little tiny thing, and he runs so fast. And just to see him, like, running up my leg. His name is, I call him Rocky Balboa because he's, like, gray in his, like, little paws. So, you know, like Rocky has, you know, like a gray-headed sweatshirt. And he's actually acting like Stitch right now, like from Lilo and Stitch, you know, Disney Stitch. And he's like, he's such a stinker, but I love him. He's so small and so cute. But anyway, I want to say thank you so much for my support as my listeners to my guest. You know, without all of you, I wouldn't have a show, and it wouldn't be possible for me to capture, you know, history of people, you know, that are actually guests on my show. So I'm definitely very, very thankful for that. And let's see, I do have a few minutes left here, so I guess I do want to play Once Again Inspiration. I'm going to be getting more guests, new music guests, and have them send me more links so I can have new music play. But for now, what I'm going to play is one of my film brothers, Jay Giannone, who's back in Boston filming Black Mass with Johnny Depp, and he's actually going to be a detective that takes Johnny Depp down. I guess he's playing like Whitey Bulger or something, and Johnny Depp is the guy who's, he's playing Whitey Bulger, and I guess the cop that takes down Whitey Bulger is going to be my film brother, Jay Giannone. So this is his song, Inspiration, and everyone have a good night.
Hip-hop saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the D-R-E. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip-hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. Round fourth quarter.
water. Depression's obsessive compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on and I'm broke as a joke. Facing a storm, I work harder in my room depressed with this eviction notice facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live and the only other reason is for my kids.